And I invite you to close your eyes, deepen your breathing, and think about all of the masters that have been on our planet. There have been so many come in physical form to show us the potential that exists within all of us. And each of you will have your own version of who that master healer is for you. They could be alive on the planet now, or they could be someone that has been on the planet, had an end-of-life experience, and is now communicating at a soul level. Whatever that master is to you, let us ask to receive an eternal peace to help us in our understanding of the bigger picture, to bring us peace when things happen and we don't know the reason why something has happened. So that when we face a situation where we look at that situation and ask why, did this happen? Let us use that as the invitation for the energy of peace to descend upon us from the masters. Allow the energy of peace to descend upon you. You are receiving that from the masters. And as that bubble of peace wraps around you, let us invite the wisdom of the words from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service, a bubble of peace. How appropriate that this was brought up. This is indeed another installment of the series of four, which we call Things Which Are Hiding in Plain Sight. If you take a look at the human being, the way you are right today, it's the way you were before and before that. It's the way the ancients were. That hasn't changed much. What has changed is consciousness. Your ability, perhaps, to understand and develop belief systems that involve very complex ideas that are beyond that which is 3D. You have no problems with a beautiful, loving God that can hear a billion prayers all at once. That's not linear. You don't even ask, how can God do it? What if that reality which you consider is God actually spills into that which is the human being's soul, and then spills into that which is the design of the multidimensional parts of a human being? Dear ones, your cellular structure, your DNA, has multidimensional pieces and parts. If you don't believe that, ask this: what does a quantum biologist study? They study the multidimensional parts of the human being, the quantum parts, they would say. Quantum is a word that we would use, perhaps improperly to a physicist, that says it is a multidimensional part. If that is true, that means that you also have within you the ability to be nonlinear. Kryon, what are you talking about? All this science. One of the things that's hiding in plain sight is your soul. Now, we have never really said that before. We've talked about some of the other things hiding in plain sight before, but not this one. This is new. That is why the circle of 12 was conceived. It's a new concept that you can identify and walk into that which is your soul part. That soul part of you is miraculous. That soul part of you is also part of the creative source itself. So when you're there, dear ones, it is an amazing experience because anything is possible. This is where you can meet and work with your past lives. When you walk into that which is your soul energy, you've seen it on the circle of 12 right here, over and over. There is no limitation to what you might be able to do. You think about these things. What is it that perhaps you could do if you could walk into that which is the soul of yourself? Who could you meet? I want you to take a look for a moment and remember what the circle of 12 has given you in the aspects of who has been in the theater and what has taken place in that theater. These are all metaphors of what you can do for yourself if you could meet your soul. Now, there are so many who would tell you at this moment, don't pay any attention to that silly stuff. You can't do that. They'll tell you that the soul is completely and totally removed from you. It's on the other side of the veil. And the mechanism of the soul is simply that which is up to God. And that you, yourself, have nothing to do with it while you're here. Now I ask you, does that really make sense? Would you have designed it that way? Now, I continually say these things about spiritual logic. How would you have designed yourself in pure compassion and love from the other side of the veil? And we've said this before. Would you have designed a system that removes you from God? That's what so many teach even today. A system which has you groveling in the dirt, climbing ladders, in order to, that's a metaphor, steps or ladders in order to gain that which God would give you, of looking down so you don't have to look in the face of God because you're not worthy. Does that sound familiar? Would you have designed it that way? Does a parent design that for their kids? And the answer is no. Compassion and love have to win. Light is winning. So get into some spiritual logic and understand that these things start to make sense. Your soul is spectacular in every single way. It is the core spirituality. I would say spiritually, it is the core source of you and the Creator's connection. It's the core source of you and the Creator's connection. Connecting with God. Is it possible that you can look into the face of the Creator? And the answer is yes, because when you do, you look at your own face. You are part of everything. The soul is eternal. It never started and it never will end, just like the Creator. There is no difference. Imagine God always, always had souls within it, ready to do what you're doing. That means you are part of the creative source. And for the first time, we tell you, you can touch the face of God. You have permission. It's always been there. But now in this new energy, it's doable. Hiding in plain sight is the ability for you to cross that bridge that we do every day. You can meet the masters of the past and ask them questions. You can meet yourself your past lives and ask questions. You can meet the core of the loved ones and ask them all the things you'd like to. You can have gifts presented to you. You can have healings. And there's something else. You can meet someone that's very, very important. And that someone I will reveal later in the Circle of 12. That's just to say, for those of you who are not members of the Circle of 12 and listening to that, that you can do anything. In this soul energy is pure healing. In this soul energy is everything you ever were or ever will be. And you can touch that. You can sit within it like a bubble of peace that was mentioned before. Dear ones, I want you to understand that the miracles you believe are miracles may not be miracles. They may be what you've always been able to do. They may seem like miracles to others, only because they have been told these things are not possible. And they are. I want you to understand that this soul energy can be used in other ways as well. You don't have to cross that bridge. You don't have to go into a visualization. You can drop within your heart instantly and be in that beautiful theater that all of you know about. And you can just sit there and be loved. Because you transfer that which is your consciousness into the field of your soul. And suddenly, you're in this beautiful bubble, and you know it. And you want to sustain it as long as you can. Like the gurus in India, in their profound meditations. And it can go on as long as you want to, and sometimes time is removed in those areas. This is what you can do every single day. Drop into your heart, feel that bubble of peace within you, and know that you are in your soul energy, and you don't have to do anything. You don't have to meet anybody. But it will soothe you. And you will be in touch at that moment with your core energy, and you will feel peace and compassion and love in times where you really need it. These are troubling times for many, and our information is always the same, that you don't have to be part of it, dear ones, and you can remove yourself to such a degree that the frustrations will not be frustrating. And you can be peaceful and walk through these times with a light that others will see in you. And they may even ask you what you got. That's the truth of today. Hidden in plain sight is a beautiful, beautiful ability to take care of yourself in a way perhaps that's new to you. I'm crying in love with all of you, with all of you. And so it is.